Good morning, good day, good evening, wherever you are and whenever you're listening to this. Finally, I am managing to record this Q&A. And first of all, I really want to just say to everyone who's around these audio subreddits and participates and comments or posts, or just listened, thank you so much. It really, I wanted to do this because I have so much fun being around here. Like, I think it's been even half a year now or something since I am posting, and or even maybe more, I don't know, but it's so fun. I met really nice people. I've never been that much online, and it was really, yeah, it's really such a cool thing to connect with people all over the world over something, yeah, that I like so much as audios. And yeah, people commenting and, you know, I don't know, helping out. It's just, yeah, it's so much fun, and I really appreciate all the love and support. So yeah, I really like to listen to these kind of Q&As or AMAs, and that's why I thought, why not do something? Why not do one myself? I'll try to not edit this, which I am quite nervous about. But I thought, well, that's the whole thing, right? It should be raw, honest, and just me. So I'll try to not be a freak and really just put that up and put that out there. Yeah, let's go ahead, start with the questions. Okay, so I think I will start first with the questions from the anonymous forum, and there were two questions, and the first one was, why did you initially start making ASMR audios? And first of all, thank you so much for submitting the question. I started because, well, maybe I should start like where I discovered Pillow Talk Audio in the first place. So I was last year going through a breakup, and maybe you guys know this, like when you're used to somebody being around, talking to someone every day, cuddling up, and then that someone isn't there anymore, it's an emptiness and there's a void. And I discovered Gone Wild Audio. And then I discovered PTA, and I really liked these comfort audios. They helped me fall asleep, and I really appreciated the authenticity of it. It's like real people doing stuff for other real people in a non-commercial way. So I think it's pretty special, and I think... this is going to be so long. But I think, you know, when I had the initial idea of recording, probably, well, I first started writing, actually. So I just, you know, I do write, but I usually write stories, and I write them in my native language. But I love English. I love to express myself, and I thought, why not write a script? Because there are also just, you know, sometimes you have something in you pent up and you can't really even express it, and then it's great to write about it. So that's what I did, and it was well received, and, you know, I was kind of, you know, just with the comments and stuff, interacting with people. And then I realized, I think it was a performer who I really like, and he wrote something in his post about not feeling so well. And I was thinking, fuck, like, there are people, you know, those people performing, they have their own worries and stuff, but still they put out stuff for others, and it's so great. So I wanted to do something, you know, to also, you know, make maybe somebody else out there feel good. And also, yeah, after I think I saw, then I saw a script from, actually from the user Avoid Life, who I do, did several scripts of, who writes really cool scripts. And that script was so beautiful, I just couldn't resist filling it, so I recorded, but I was too self-conscious about it, so I just sent it to him. I didn't post it. Actually, until today, I didn't post it. Maybe I should. But, yeah, that's why I started recording. And then it just, I never thought of my voice being a nice voice or something. And that is like an extra layer of motivation, that people like it and they comment, and you know, that's really, it makes my day. But it's also just, I have so many pent up romantic feelings that it just feels, you know, it's really good for me to get them out there. After recording an audio, I feel good. Writing something, it's kind of therapeutic for me. So yeah, that was just one question I really should have. I really need to try to make this shorter. Okay, what was my funnest audio to record? That's also from the anonymous form. My funniest. It's always fun. It's also very frustrating at times, because I always have to take care that I pronounce stuff well. And I am, English is not my first language, so it's difficult sometimes. And then, sometimes it just doesn't work the way you like, you know. But it's always very fun also. Let me see. I will go through my list of posts and see which one. I think, you know, the ones where I kind of improvise are very fun, because I kind of don't care, and usually I'm very trying to do things very good, and then I just don't care as much. So those are the ones. There's, for example, the one that's called Too Much Chocolate, where I just, I don't know, giggle my life out of myself. And that's like, that was really fun. I remember going to sleep and being like so excited about it, because I was just having so much fun. And I think that's probably the one. Okay. I think there was, I get a question that I want to answer, and that I promised to answer in the comments, that wasn't like, that was asked in, well, it's actually the most asked question I get around Reddit, and that is, what is your fucking accent? And I'm sometimes a little self-conscious about it, so I'm always kind of avoiding the question. But I think I should just, you know, so, it's also a little bit weird, because I cannot, you know, myself, I cannot really tell, so much what my accent sounds like, if that makes sense. And, so my first language is German, but I also have, like, grew up with a West African accent. And in school, I had to learn British English. So, you know, I was always made fun of, you know, for my kind of a little West African accent. So I really just kind of adapted, and in school I had to talk British English, but then I had like I also speak French. So I think that's also, I oftentimes get also like, do you have a French accent? So probably that's also in there. And yeah, then what else? Oh yeah, like but why do I pronounce things kind of North American then? Oftentimes, well, I think I'm consuming North American media since I am probably 13 or something. So, you know, I was back then already starting watching comedy videos on YouTube and stuff like that. So, yeah, I never lived in an English-speaking country, so it's kind of a mix-up. And I have also sometimes with a lot of things, I try not to, you know, I just try to go with my accent. I don't try anymore to change it, like to be, because I feel sometimes it's so inconsistent, you know. But I don't mind it that much anymore, especially since I'm on Reddit. And you know, there are just some words, for example, I don't manage to, or I don't want to pronounce in a North American way, like water. I cannot say water. I just don't want to. So I will kind of, I don't know. Yeah. Okay, I think I should go to the next question. Yeah, but I really love American accents, especially from the US. Like, I will love to listen to a Southern accent or a New York accent. I love a New York accent. So, yeah, I'm really fascinated with actually all kinds of accents and dialects and stuff. And then all the next questions are from Mute, who's also a script writer who writes really nice scripts on PTA. So thank you so much for submitting these questions. So he asked, because I'm also writing scripts, what got you into writing to begin with? Yeah, I think I probably already answered that one a little bit. I always wrote things. It's just for me an easy way to express myself. And with the yeah, with the scripts on especially PTA, it's a way for me to release all my pent-up romantic feelings. Maybe sometimes also get somebody to say something I always needed to hear. You know, when I put it in a script and somebody fills it, sometimes it's also very personal. Sometimes I also take like experiences. I will ask my friends, for example, what was the most romantic thing somebody ever told you? And then I will use that. Or if I find, you know, sometimes also just another, you know, a piece of art will inspire me. Or sometimes, you know, people will tell me about how they met somebody, and I just think it's so cute, so I will put it in, you know, kind of write it into a script. Next one. Do you enjoy writing or performing more? Or are both equal for you? That's a good question. So, I think from an enjoyment level, it's probably writing, because with writing, it's less frustrating. You know, it can also be frustrating, but listening to your own voice, it can be a struggle. Maybe you can relate. And with writing, yeah, it's usually, you know, if I get frustrated, I'll just drop it and and, you know, try it another day or a couple hours later. Yeah, but it's so different. Like, trying to act is also really, really cool. It's so much fun. So, yeah, probably they are equal, but just in different ways, enjoyable for me. The next one. So, got to honestly say, oh, that's so cute. Thank you. He said that he learned much from reading my scripts. That is so sweet. What is the most important thing for a writer to remember when writing a PTA audio? I think that the most important thing is to remember that you can only write your type of scripts, because everybody has a different style. You know, there will be, of course, there will be some things, certain themes, certain styles of writing that will be very well received in terms of upvotes and comments and stuff. But I think in the end, what is important, at least for me, is that I enjoy it and that I create something that I feel proud of and that I enjoy myself listening to. So I think that if you're coming from a place of, I want to enjoy that, then it will be good. And, you know, also like how good it is, the quality of it won't be always reflected in numbers. I think that's also really important to remember. So yeah, do something that makes you happy. That's the most important, I think. And for me, I oftentimes, you know, I write very straightforward scripts in terms of, you know, I put very much importance on the dialogue, less on the plot and on the story most of the times. And that's just my style of writing. But I really enjoy listening to a good story-based script, for example. I can't write them, you know, it's very difficult for me, especially in English. Yeah. What books do you enjoy reading? So many different kinds. I love reading. I read a lot of kind of like spiritual books. So right now, I'm reading this book that it's called, I don't know if it's the same in English, but it's called the Tibetan book from about life and dying or death. No, dying actually. And yeah, it's about dying. It's about how even life in life, like that, how death is actually part of life. So I'm very much into, yeah, discovering deeper what means being human on a deeper level, what means everything on a deeper level, you know, and trying to even, you know, discover that in my own life and interactions and my inner world. So yeah, I really like reading these books, but I also like a really good fantasy book, or also really bad ones, actually. I'm really scared very easily, so I won't read so many thrillers. Yeah, I like even a good, like, how do you say that in English? Like a book. Oh god. How do I say this? Wait, I'll look it up. Ah, nonfiction. Yeah, I really even like really, I even like nonfiction books too. So, yeah, I usually have way too many books I want to read, and I, you know, don't get to always read as much as I like. So, yeah. Would you ever collaborate with another writer or performer? Yeah, definitely. I never actually thought about it so much, but writing actually can be really fun doing together. And I get inspired by other script writers all the time. And performing? Yeah, sure. Why not? What is my favorite thing to drink? I really like tea. I'm obsessed with green tea and with chai tea. But I also really like coffee. In terms of alcohol, probably like a gin tonic is my go-to drink. Or a glass of wine. Yeah. Do you have any other hobbies you'd like to share with us? Well, I'm obsessed with cooking and with baking. I have way too many recipe books, way too many cookbooks, and I like to discover new cuisines. Well, I like to do, you know, I do my workout and stuff, but I used to, you know, play team sports too, but not anymore. So when I started my studies, a lot of my hobbies I kind of dropped because it was just too much. Yeah, but yeah, and I like to really go, you know, go out into nature. So go out with friends in the summer, go swimming, and otherwise just go for a walk, you know, or even hiking and stuff. I really like that, you know. From time to time I will go, we'll go bouldering or something. That's nice, but yeah, it's not like that much of a hobby that in terms of I would do this every week or so. Oh my god, this must be so boring. I'm sorry. Oh, next question. Your English, written and spoken, is wonderful. Oh, thank you. Do you find it difficult to express yourself in English? That's a really cool question, because actually, no. Actually, a lot of times, there are just different things I can express in different languages. So there are some things that are easier to express for me, even in English. And especially, like, you know, there are some things you just cannot do in German. You know, I'm sorry. German is really a great language for... German is really precise and really... You can describe everything in German. Like, there are words that just don't exist. But in other languages, you know, like a lot of them that are really, really precise. But German is not... like a really, really good language to share emotions, I feel, maybe. So I can more easily probably express myself in English concerning how I feel. And I can also, like, things like, you know, dirty talk. I don't want to hear or say anything dirty in German. Never. It's just like the most horrendous words. I won't even say them now because you don't want to hear them, believe me. But in English, it's just, it's so, you know, I love listening to erotic audios, and it's just so much more, I don't know, it's so much more sexy. So, yeah. Next question. What is my favorite snack? So I'm not so much into, you know, snacking. Like I usually try to have like 2 or 3 meals a day and not eat so much in between. But I love a good nacho, like nachos with cheese and guacamole and stuff like that. What else? Let me think. Oh, I love chocolate. I could eat chocolate all day, every day. It's dangerous, really. It's really dangerous. Yeah. Oh, and there are two more questions, actually, from the user AvoidLife21, who's doing wonderful scripts and some wonderful audios, too, so you should definitely check them out, as well as Mute's scripts, who are very cool. And he asked if you could paint strawberries, change their color entirely, which color would you like them to be? Oh my gosh, I love strawberries. I love them. So I probably would make them blue or purple, but probably blue, because purple is too close to being red. And yeah, I think it's because, like, they are, you know, they have to look rich. They just have to look rich, you know. And blue is kind of, it's a rich color, you know. If you have the right blue, it's really, really rich. So yeah. The next one is, if you could change the flavor of anything to be strawberry flavor, such as spaghetti or even meat, what would you pick? I would probably pick something that is really healthy, but I don't like so much. So that I would, you know, would be easier to eat. So what would that be then? There's really not many things that I don't like to eat. The only thing I don't like to eat is, like, seafood. Fish I like, but clams and, you know, stuff like that. Crabs, even shrimps I won't eat, so. Meat, no, definitely not. Spaghetti, oh yeah, that's a good one, actually. Oh my gosh, imagine having like strawberry spaghetti with chocolate sauce. Oh my gosh, that sounds delicious. I'm so sorry, I feel like I'm so bad at this. It's already way too fucking long and it's not even that many questions. So I will stop right now, but thank you so, so much for submitting the questions. I hope this is somehow somehow nice to listen to. I think I will edit this because there was just too much pause in this. But otherwise, I will just leave it like that. And thank you so much for listening. If you get to this point with me, oh my gosh, thank you. And I really hope that, you know, especially in these times which are not easy for most of us, that you take very well care of yourself. And I think that, you know, I don't only see it as a bad thing, the whole pandemic. I just hope that, you know, that not so many people will die from it, but when you watch it like from a perspective of history, there have been pandemics and they actually also trigger a lot of change. And as someone working like in healthcare, I feel like I really hope that after this, there will be more attention on how important good healthcare is. How important good governance and good, like a strong state is. I'm lucky to live in a country where there's a good healthcare system, and still it is tough. So, yeah, I just really hope that we will learn from this, you know, politically, and that things will change to a better, you know, when the situation is, you know, we can't change the situation how it is right now, but yeah, guys, stay safe, stay sane. And yeah, thank you so much for being on here, for listening, and everything. And if you ever need to, you know, write a script or something, feel free to shoot me a PM. Like, I always love to exchange over writing, over performing, over anything really. So yeah, have a really good night or good evening or yeah, anything and anywhere where you are. Okay, I think I will I will stop now. Thank you guys so much. Bye.